The One I Never Tried by Runaway Dreamer. Rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. Category is male-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Dean Winchester / Sam Winchester. Characters, Dean Winchester, Sam Winchester. Additional tags, early in canon, brotherly platonic handjobs, if you still believe that. And this is part 2 of the West series. Summary. Monster guts are a mood killer for most people. When Dean still wants some action, though, it's a good thing the Winchesters aren't most people. Notes. Bringing my old fix over from LiveJournal. This was originally posted on the 20th of April, 2012. Please enjoy. Baited by Novak Ev, to whom I am still very grateful. Title from the Mae West quote. Between two evils, I generally like to pick the one I never tried before. Damn it, Sam. Hurry the hell up in there. You're not the only one covered in entrails, you know? Blowing out a breath, Sam presses his thumb and forefinger hard on his closed eyes. When the pounding on the bathroom door starts again, he shakes his head and sticks it under the heavy flow of water coming from the shower. Drowning his ear canals isn't the most enjoyable sensation, but at least it muffles Dean's complaining to a dull roar. Their hunt tonight hadn't been a perfect success, to put it simply. Who knew you could make a kushtaka explode spectacularly by shooting it in just the right place at the back of its neck? Sam sure hadn't. Not that Dean believes him. Then again, Dean thinks that most of what Sam does is to make his life difficult. Not that he's always wrong. So whatever. Sam was covered in just as much monster gut as Dean. Plus, he was the one who got lured into the ice-cold water of the lake. Dean can damn well wait his turn. Shuddering at the memory of the shocking cold freezing his lungs and his chest, Sam turns in a slow circle to get the blissfully hot, not-lake water sluicing down his back and arms, then aims the head at the wall to warm the chilly tiles. Folding his arms against the wall at eye level, he buries his face in them and tries to relax. They'd come out of the hunt without any serious injuries. A nice change. Thanks to Dean, mainly. Dean, the real one, not the one the kushtaka pretended to be to lure Sam into the water, had dragged Sam's ass out of the lake just before his head had gone under. And Dean had also been the one to take the creature out when it followed Sam to the shore, enraged by the sight of its escaping prey. The thing was slinky, though, so Dean had wasted more than one solid copper bullet before he hit its sweet spot. He'd been just in time for it to get close enough to splatter them both when it erupted like a mini Mount Vesuvius, too, which was just awesome. Luckily for Sam, the motel hadn't been too far from the lake, so Dean only had to drag him a short distance. By the scruff of the neck, Sam might add, and at one point by the ear, no shit, to the Impala and then their room, spitting insults the whole way, of course. Jackass this, bitch that. But Dean would stop cursing when pigs flew, so that was par for the course. The real problem was when they got back here. Sure, Sam was maybe a little blue in the lips, and his fine motor skills weren't as fine as they could have been, but he was still pretty sure Dean hadn't needed to completely undress him before booting him toward the bathroom. And to make matters worse, which they could always get, while Sam had been standing there coming to terms with his spontaneous nudity and maybe trying to decide if his nose had actually fallen off or if it was just that numb, Dean had started stripping himself off. Right there. No care for common decency or Sam's recent, slightly incestuous emotional epiphanies. He just straight up shucked every stitch of clothing right there. And okay. No, Sam hadn't informed Dean of any of those epiphanies, incestuous or not. And no, Dean wasn't doing anything he wouldn't normally do without comment from Sam. But that wasn't the point. Sam was practically hypothermic. It wasn't fair to expose him to all that exquisiteness in his vulnerable state. Jesus. Anyway, screw Dean. Well, not like that. He can go screw himself. Sam's the wronged party here, so he's going to take as long as he pleases in the shower. Caught up in mental recriminations, Sam's only marginally surprised to come back to himself with his hand on his dick. It's kind of been happening a lot lately, but mostly when he wakes up from a dream. Still, as frustrating as the night has been, he doesn't bother stopping. It would probably help to blow off some steam. Picking up speed, he keeps his grip loose, the friction from the water not totally pleasant, but good enough to start with. He's just getting into it when an open hand catches him across the back of the head and a voice says, "Fucking knew you were jerking off, asshole. Quit hogging the water and get the fuck out." Yelping in surprise and mortification, Sam spins around, inhaling water through his nose, and comes face to face with Dean's, not sexy, so not sexy, glowering disposition. Trying not to choke, he makes the mistake of dropping his gaze to find that, yes, Dean's naked. Of course he is. Sam rubs his stinging nose and takes longer to bring his eyes back to Dean's face than it took him to gauge the extent of the situation. He knows that, but Dean doesn't say anything. He's got a smear of purple blood across the eyebrow he raises at Sam's slow perusal, and his hair's in, not adorable, really not adorable, sticky-looking clumps on top of his head.
"You gonna move, or you need me to do that for you too?"
Pulling himself together, but still too nonplussed to comment, Sam maneuvers around Dean and stands awkwardly in the back of the tub while Dean scrubs the bulk of blood and gore from his hair and skin. He doesn't speak as much as make incoherent vowel sounds that probably don't express how disgusted he is, if his thoughts are anything close to what Sam's were when he first got under the water. Sam considers getting out and leaving Dean to it. He really does. But he'd wanted to wash his hair at least one more time before Dean interrupted him. Getting out now would be just a waste of the towel he'd have to use to dry off when he'll only have to use it again anyway. Besides, they've showered together before. There's not always time for solo turns, and sometimes the need to stay together, to stay close until the gut-deep fear of separation after a bad hunt or reality-tilting discovery settles back to something more tolerable. Sometimes that trumps the desire for privacy. It's no big deal. At least, that's what he's telling himself when Dean turns around and reaches for the complimentary shampoo on the shower ledge. Sam has a weird moment then, trying to decide how to stand so Dean can't see just how hard he still is. Probably harder than when he was jacking it, now that naked Dean's more than simply mental fuel for the job. It's weird to him, so it probably looks extra weird to Dean. But Sam swivels to face the wall behind himself. He quickly decides he must look like a dumbass and turns to the side, where he realizes he's just giving Dean a profile shot now, and turns to face him again. Dean's got his mouth pursed like he's trying to keep a straight face, but his eyes are getting all scrunched up at the corners the way they do when he's happy, so Sam knows it's a bust. He sighs and slouches against the wall, facing Dean with his hips jutted out and trying to look like he's not fazed by the way his dick's standing at attention. With a snort, Dean tips his head back under the spray to get the shampoo foam out of his hair. The action bares his neck, Adam's apple out in full relief. The shampoo suds cascade over his skin with the water. And Sam. For a second, Sam can see in full technicolor detail an image of himself lunging at Dean and licking a path over the dips and bumps of his abs, catching water from the cut of his pectoral and nipple, and sucking a serious bruise into the pale, taut skin of his throat. It's fucking disconcerting. For a panicked moment, Sam thinks he's actually done it, not just imagined it, and he blinks hard once, twice. Thank God. The visual clears. Dean's standing there, soap bubble free, and stares at Sam like he's an idiot. There's excess water still running off his face and dripping from his chin. His eyelashes, brutally pretty eyelashes, shit, are clumped together wetly, making his eyes look bigger and greener than usual. When Dean doesn't laugh it off, just stands there looking at him intently, Sam has a giddy thought that Dean's going to step forward and kiss him. Kiss him or do something equally outrageous and not allowed. Sam flushes cold when he realizes he hasn't kissed another person in, well, he doesn't remember the last time. It wasn't during the last hookup he had. That last one. Months and months before the last time he'd loaned Dean his hand and ended up all twisted in knots. So it wasn't the last time. And it wasn't the time before that.
because Sam stopped kissing his hookups around the same time he stopped asking their names. And he doesn't remember when that was. He stopped asking their names when he realized that the only name he'll ever call on will be Dean's anyway. What's the point in remembering anyone else's? Shit. He swears under his breath, scrubbing roughly at his face with both hands. Problem, Sammy? The sound of Dean's voice makes something draw tight in Sam's chest, a tangle of emotions all screaming, "You, you, you," in a way that would probably terrify Dean. Terrify him even though Dean's own fucking soul screams the same thing anytime he lets his grip loosen on the leash of his emotions. Sam's not stupid. It just exhausts him to think about how messed up they are. How not normal. It's easier to roll with it. To hell with higher or lower powers telling them how it should be. This is how it's always been. This is how it's going to be. And nothing will change that. Others might not have figured it out yet, but Sam's a Winchester. He knows how this sort of thing works. A splash of water on his belly makes Sam jump, and he looks up to see Dean tipping his head back to aim the narrow fountain of water he's squirting from his mouth. "Hey!" Sam sputters, batting at the stream ineffectually until it peters out with a few final spurts near his chin. As soon as it's safe, he drops his hands and glares at Dean. Dean's got the most beautiful, stupidest grin on his face. A droplet of water clings to the bowed curve of his plump bottom lip before it gives up and trails down his chin. Laughing despite himself, Sam shakes his head. "You're such a child." "Whatever, bitch. You're moping." "No moping in my shower," Dean replies. The words are perfectly affected flippantness, one of Dean's specialties. But there's a tiny squint to his eyes and a line to his brow that gives away his concern before he turns back to the water and starts soaping his body. "I wasn't moping," Sam disagrees. When Dean only snorts, a nose full of water, hopefully, he clarifies. "I was brooding. Brooding's allowed in my shower, jerk." "Tomato, tomato," Dean says with a negligent flick of his hand. "Now check if I missed anything." He shrugs his shoulders and rounds his spine for emphasis. "Huh?" Sam asks cleverly. "I can't reach everywhere myself, can I? Check if I missed any sticky splatter. I think some went down my shirt." Dean wrenches his head from side to side, arching his neck as though he'll be able to see his own back if he just works at it. "Kushtaka," Sam corrects absently. He doesn't point out that he managed to reach everywhere just fine himself. Taking a step forward, he pretends like he'd have any trouble spotting the stark purple of the monster's blood against the creaminess of skin that never sees enough sunlight. He's so focused on the muscled expanse of Dean's back that it's not until he can't resist lowering his sight to the round swell of Dean's ass that he actually notices some muck Dean's managed to miss. "Oh, you have some on." Dean turns just enough to see the direction Sam's pointing, but when he reaches to swipe at the area, he misses completely. "No, down a little," Sam instructs. Dean misses again. "No, not more to the right." "Down?" "Too far down. Back up." "Like 2 inches, Dean. It's right—" "Oh, for God's sake." Grabbing Dean's wrist, he smears their palms together to transfer some soap to his own hand, then rubs briskly at the spot. It's below one of the dimples in Dean's lower back, just at the climb into the curve of his right ass cheek. Strictly speaking, the little bit of grime probably doesn't need as much attention as Sam's paying it. It washes away quickly, but he rubs carefully, the pads of his fingers pressing in to feel the give of Dean's flesh. He knows what he's doing. He's not unaware for a second. He just doesn't want to stop in case he never gets the chance again. Peering up from beneath his lashes, he has to work at keeping his breath slow, and even when he sees Dean with his head cocked and turned to the side, eyelids at half-mast as he watches Sam from the corner of his eye. His cheek is flushed the faintest pink, and his lips are barely parted. Sam's hold on Dean's wrist tightens fractionally where he's got Dean's hand pressed against his own spine, elbow bent loosely up behind his back. Sam can't take his eyes off Dean, who doesn't look away either. Uncurling the finger of his right hand, he splays them out over Dean's skin. thumb still sweeping back and forth over the soapy but long since clean skin near the top of Dean's ass. When Dean's mouth drops just the tiniest bit farther open to draw in a short breath, Sam rubs his whole hand in a circle over the unreasonably smooth skin. He can't help but look down then, awed by the sight of Dean under his hand, the way it spans Dean's cheek and just barely curls the tips of his fingers around his hip. Sam's had his hands on a lot of his brother's body. Stitching, mending, compressing, comforting. But not this part. He likes the way it looks. Just as he thinks he could risk dipping his thumb into the cleft barely an inch away, just as he dares to think he could get away with it, a car horn blares outside, making them both jump like they've been goosed. They scramble as far apart as they can get within the tub while keeping one another steady on the slippery porcelain. They both stare around the bathroom, eyes darting like someone's going to charge in and flash a badge. Their eyes meet and skitter away, and it's ridiculous that they're breathing so hard, that their hearts are beating a mile a minute. It's ridiculous because they've been naked with each other a million different times in their lives, and they've touched each other in far more compromising ways than this before. Sam recognizes the stupidity of their reaction first, but Dean's not far behind, and they both start laughing. It releases some of the tension. Dean clears his throat, hint of a smile on his mouth. "Thanks for that," he says, gesturing vaguely behind his back. "No problem." Sam's pretty sure he says it fast enough that Dean doesn't realize he had to think for a second about what he'd even been doing back there to begin with.
"I'm done, I guess. You want to get back under?"
Dean points up at the shower head that's been gushing water the whole time, although Sam's not sure how much time that covers, if he's honest. Thank God for endless hot water heaters. Nodding, Sam shuffles past Dean, determined to follow his lead if they're going to pretend whatever just happened didn't actually happen. He tries to be determined not to feel the way Dean's cock brushes against his thigh as they squirm by each other, too. But he's not so sure he manages that one. Hands definitely not shaking even a little bit. He remotely registers the hot water flowing over his chilled, goosebumped skin and stares at the miniature bathroom amenities on the shower ledge. He works on remembering what each of them does. But yeah, mostly he just stares. And it's not until Dean clears his throat that Sam even realizes he's still there. Turning, he aims a questioning frown at Dean, who's propped up against the wall at the back of the tub.
"Everything okay?"
Dean nods and swipes his hand over his mouth and chin the way he does when he's thinking. His gaze flickers down and then up.
"It was my turn to get you next, you know."
Sam blinks and tries to work out what Dean means. His brain is still absent from between his ears right now. It's not fair of Dean to expect him to start thinking yet. Rolling his eyes, Dean repeats that same flickering look. But this time he does it slower so that Sam has time to note exactly where his eyes pause. Looking down at himself, Sam's sight lands on the hard-on that's a symptom of his apparently cast-iron libido. It's a bit embarrassing. His cheeks blush a hot red, but his cock doesn't flag in the slightest.
"Did you want me to?"
Dean trails off, eyeing Sam's crotch and making a circle with his fist, pumping the air once, like Sam could mistake exactly what he meant. He replies. His breath hitches and he has to look away from Dean before he does something stupid, like beg for what his brother's already offering. He shouldn't accept the offer anyway, he's pretty sure. Not when they're both wet and naked and already pushing the boundaries of their usual arrangement.
"That's okay. I can take care of it myself." "You don't have to."
Dean's hand lands on Sam's waist.
"I don't mind."
All Sam's hesitations burn up like a flash fire. Before he can second guess it, he says,
"Yeah, okay."
"Cool." Dean murmurs and steps close enough for Sam to feel the body heat he's radiating, then turns him back around. His hand rides down the front of Sam's thigh, curls inward to tug until Sam plants his feet more securely, and then pats gently when Dean's satisfied he won't topple over before they're through. Reaching up, Dean knocks the shower head away from them and grabs a bar of soap, working it in his hand until he's got a healthy lather going on, and then tosses it back onto the shelf. His slippery hand lands on Sam's groin without any further ado.
belly sucking in reflexively. Sam huffs a surprised breath out of his nose. He braces an arm against the tile and drops his head, watching as Dean's hand encircles his length and leaves a trail of suds from the base to the tip. Dean's hand is broad, fingers thick, with gun calluses that provide a sensation just this side of too rough until the soap has his grip sliding smoothly up and down Sam's cock. The touch has him panting before Dean's pulled half a dozen times.
"Could have asked me sooner if you were feeling so hard up, Sammy,"
Dean says, voice almost chiding. He's let go with all but his thumb and two fingers to pump loosely over the swollen head of Sam's dick, making him twitch into the motion whenever Dean's fingers bump over the ridge of his shaft. Sam tries more than once to speak before he's successful. The sweet, glowing warmth in his gut and balls has him relaxing enough to forget about guarding his tongue.
"I was waiting for the right time."
Dean makes an inquisitive noise, cupping his hand over the head of Sam's cock and rolling back and forth until the stimulation of the soft skin at the center of Dean's palm brushing against the glands is too much, and Sam jerks away.
"What's your definition of the right time?"
Dean asks, going back to full, steady strokes at just the pace Sam likes to use on himself.
"Whenever wasn't a good time for you."
Sam mumbles distractedly, eyes intent on Dean's thumb. It's rubbing lightly at the tender strip of skin under the head of his cock, and he doesn't realize Dean's stopped stroking until he hears a loud scoff.
"Right, I see how it is. Thought you'd get one over on me, huh? Such a little bitch, Sammy. So proud of you."
Dean ruffles Sam's hair with his free hand, something he did constantly when Sam was a kid, just to tick him off like a good big brother should. The polarity of the memory and Dean's rhythm picking up again blows Sam's mind, so he has no chance to come up with a witty rejoinder before Dean stands up straight and crowds in close to his back.
"But I taught you all your moves, kiddo. You can't trump the master."
Swallowing a lump in his throat the size of an orange, Sam squeezes his eyes closed and focuses on not coming faster than he has since he was 16. It's hard, though, pun fully intended, when Dean's stroke reaches its lowest point and his fingers swing down to cup Sam's balls, tucking them against the base of his shaft and massaging lightly. Sam swears and tries to widen his stance to give Dean more room, but the goddamn bathtub foils him. Dean just chuckles, chin poking uncomfortably into Sam's shoulder, and his breath washes hot over Sam's wet ear.
"You're so easy,"
he says. It sounds like it's meant to be a joke about Sam's lack of game, except Dean's voice is too low and too fond at the same time, and he doesn't move away once he's proved his point. He's still pressed up to Sam's back, his cock a fattening length against the inside of Sam's thigh.
"Fuck
me," Sam doesn't exclaim at the last moment, just in case Dean takes it as an invitation, because who knows where their limits are anymore, and Sam's not sure he'd have the desire, willpower to say no.
"Fucking Christ,"
he finishes, mouth shaping the words more than saying them.
"Feels good?"
Dean asks, just like always. Sam might not be much of a talker when they do this, but Dean's always checking in, always making sure he's still doing what Sam wants. Sam can only nod vigorously, skin jumping and shivering under the hand Dean runs up and down his left side before it settles low on his waist, fingers curled into the cut of his hip bone. Leaning forward to press his forehead to the back of his wrist, Sam groans when the movement makes Dean's mouth skid down over his shoulder until the angle separates them. Expecting it when Dean straightens up and gives him some room, it still makes some place in his gut clench in disappointment at the loss of contact. He's busy definitely not examining why he feels that way when Dean takes his hand off Sam's dick altogether. Sam grunts in disapproval and alarm. Dean just chuckles.
"Relax, dumbass. I'm not going anywhere,"
he promises with typical charm. Scooting closer again, he plucks the bar of soap and uses both hands to lather it this time, arms stretched in front of Sam's chest and encasing his torso. Breathing shallowly through his nose, Sam tries not to betray exactly what that does to him. Having Dean plaster to him, skin on skin from shoulders to knees and bare dick against his own naked ass, isn't something he would have ever imagined a couple months ago, and he wouldn't have seriously imagined as recently as a few weeks ago. It sends his thoughts skittering wildly, and his heartbeat kicks up a mad rhythm.
Hey, well, you okay, Sammy?
Dean sounds worried, and one of his slippery hands flattens to Sam's chest, right over his heart, like always, as if they're two parts of a homing beacon.
Breathe, yeah? I know I'm good, but dude.
The words are enough to surprise a laugh out of Sam, which gets him breathing normally again. Dean's strategy to begin with, no doubt.
I'm fine,
Sam says, clearing his throat when the words come out growlier than he intends. Dean probably doesn't need to hear his sex voice on top of the mid-jerk freakout.
You sure?
Dean asks slowly.
Yeah, Dean, I'm sure.
Sam promises. He's a frustrating mix of amused and impatient, because he'd really like Dean's hand back on his dick already. Dean's determined to test his limits tonight, though, apparently, because he asks again.
Positive? We can call this off and I'll still owe you one, if that's what you're worried about. I don't...
Dean. Sam interrupts, grabbing his brother's right hand and pulling it down to his crotch. He doesn't have to force Dean's fingers open or close them around the girth of his cock. Dean does that without any kind of prompting.
I'm sure. Would you just... Well, if you insist.
Dean's all kinds of smug, smiling wide enough that Sam can feel his lips curved against the skin above his shoulder blade. The inside of Dean's bottom lip is warm, the enamel of his teeth an unyielding pressure that makes a shiver climb Sam's spine at the strangely intimate contact. He's distracted from it a second later when Dean's hand starts moving on his cock, making no attempt to shake off Sam's guiding hold.
Goddamn. Speaking of intimacy.
Sam gulps in a lungful of air and looks down at their joined hands, fingers entwined and wrapped around his cock. Dean's fingers are shorter than his own, so there are 10 different points of pressure as they drag the tight circle of Dean's fist from base to tip and then back down. The thick vein running the length pulses hard, a throb that makes Sam's breath catch. Dean makes a pleased, aroused, desperate, quiet sound in return that Sam's not sure what to make of. Without sacrificing his grip on Sam's cock, Dean repositions himself. He puts his shoulders to the wall on their right and kicks his left foot up on the lip of the bath so that he doesn't slip. He can't keep his left hand on Sam's chest in that position, but he doesn't let up the skin contact like Sam thinks he will. Instead, his hand paints a slick trail back down Sam's side and grips the meat of his hip, thumb digging into the top of his ass cheek. Having Dean's hand there makes Sam shudder again, watching through lust-blurred vision as Dean gathers pre-cum from the slit of his cock and rubs it into the blood-flushed head. Dean picks up the pace then, and Sam's too off-kilter to keep up with him, so he lets go of Dean's hand and slaps his palm to the tiles. Shaking his head to try to clear it doesn't work, and the water cascading down the wall makes his hand hold precarious, so he ends up gripping Dean's thigh while looking for something else to grab onto. He squeezes the thick muscles once before he realizes what he's doing, then curses and pulls away.
You're fine. Put it back.
Dean says easily, taking Sam's hand and placing it on his thigh when he doesn't react immediately. Dean's free hand goes back to Sam's hip, except Sam's sure it's lower than it was before. Groaning, he rolls his forehead against his wrist and bucks into a particularly tight stroke. He's clenching and releasing his fingers on Dean's thigh in the same rhythm as Dean's hand, probably tight enough to bruise, but not tight enough to faze Dean, who simply adjusts his stance to accommodate him.
That's it. Good, yeah?
Dean murmurs against Sam's bicep, the light stubble around his mouth, a static buzz on Sam's skin. Sam thinks he'd usually have his eyes closed at this point, but he can't seem to look away from where Dean's touching him. His brother's hand is firm and confident, so sure in how it handles the thick length of Sam's cock, twisting expertly just before the slick head pops through the circle of his fist. It makes Sam wonder if Dean's ever...
Fuck.
Sam gasps, cutting the thought off before it can go anywhere. He is not going to think about Dean doing this to anyone else. He is not going to imagine Dean betraying him like that. Going to someone else to get what Sam can give him just as well. He's not...
Whatever you're thinking,
Stop it. Dean's voice cuts in sharply, fingers tight enough as he tugs that it shocks Sam's brain into silence.
I'm not. Save it. You've never gone soft on me before. You ain't starting now.
Startled by the words, Sam opens eyes he hadn't meant to close and sees that Dean's right. His dick's going soft, even in the hot, slick ring of Dean's fingers that never fails to get him there one way or another.
Sorry, he gasps, shoving the disastrous thoughts ruthlessly to the bottom of his mind.
It helps to have experience repressing worse things.
Are you okay, or are we rescheduling this after all?
Dean asks, contrary to his order from a moment ago. His left hand is rubbing up and down Sam's spine in a soothing motion, always there to calm him no matter how fucked up the situation is, and his right hand is still sliding gently over Sam's cock.
I'm okay, man. Really, I just...
Sam shakes his head. Even if he wanted to explain it, he's pretty sure he doesn't have the words right now.
I just want to get off.
All right, that I can do.
Just stay with me, yeah? Don't be the chick who thinks about her grocery list while she's getting off.
Dean says with a smirk. Sam snorts a laugh, not in the right frame of mind to bite back at the taunt.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Dean repeats. He goes back to it as easy as that, and Sam lets himself relax. It's not hard when he makes sure to focus on the warmth of Dean's cheek against his arm. Dean's hand perfect on his cock, fingers digging expertly into the tense muscles of his neck. He goes a little limp, in all honesty, but not where it counts. He leans further into the wall at his front and lets the sensations wash over him. Dean gives an approving hum and focuses his attention on the head of Sam's cock, sweeping over the slit and pressing down into the nerve cluster under the head until Sam's fingers seize spastically on Dean's thigh. Apparently, it's a slow night. They both seem content to draw it out, anyway, so it's a while before Sam notices Dean's hand sinking ever so slowly down the length of his spine. It's such a creeping transition that he thinks Dean might not even notice. Sam's certainly not going to draw attention to it, though holding to that becomes a difficult task to lower the pressure of Dean's fingers rides. Sam's breath is caught up in his throat by the time Dean's hand reaches the top of his ass. An inch lower, when Dean's middle finger dips into the cleft and pauses, Sam's heartbeat is pounding hard enough to make him dizzy. Careful not to make any sudden movements. He's rewarded when Dean's hand moves again. The suspense is killing him, but he does his best to act like everything's normal, rocking into the strokes Dean's still jerking him off with using his other hand. Every nerve in his body feels like it's standing on edge as Dean exerts just enough pressure to slip his finger between Sam's cheeks, the other digits twitching so lightly that Sam wouldn't notice if he wasn't hyper aware of the places on his body that Dean's touching. Yesterday, Sam would have sworn that if Dean ever went anywhere near his ass, he'd freak out or shoot off like a rocket. The reality is that while Dean's hand on his dick feels fucking good, Sam's so caught up by the idea of Dean touching him there that he's pretty sure he couldn't come right now if he tried. The downside to that becomes obvious when Dean's fingertip finally brushes his hole, the resulting zing of sensation making him gasp and jump a foot into the fucking air. Dean lets out a yelp in response and nearly takes a nosedive out of the bath and onto the linoleum floor. Catching himself, he says far too loudly, "Sorry, I'm sorry." The look on his face is horror and embarrassment, so out of place on Dean that Sam instantly feels awful for making him feel that way. "It's okay," Sam insists a little shrilly, grabbing him by the arm since Dean's still wobbling.
"What? No, that was way out of line. I thought you, but I shouldn't have. You don't just go touching a guy's, you know, without asking first."
Dean insists, eyes wide. He clutches Sam's forearm like he's worried Sam will try to run off before he's finished apologizing. It's such fucking weird behavior for Dean that some of his panic infects Sam and he shakes Dean's arm, probably too hard.
"It's okay, Dean, it's okay. I knew what you were doing. It just felt good and I jumped and I'm sorry for freaking you out. Would you calm down?"
But I... Dean's mouth snaps shut abruptly, and his body deflates by a fraction. He blinks at Sam, eyes still wide, but definitely less of the whites showing. Sam's heart continues racing like he's done an Olympic sprint, and he's too stupefied now to move or speak.
You liked it?
Dean asks, mouth quirking into something resembling his usual smirk. His eyes crinkle at the corners, but it's wicked more than happy this time. Sam's heart skips a beat when Dean uses their grip on each other to move them closer together. He doesn't know how Dean does it, how he goes from one extreme to the other, from freaking out to getting his freak on. Sam feels like the shock of a minute ago has mired him in syrup, and he can't think fast enough to keep up as Dean turns him and props him back against the wall, tucked in close behind him.
You liked it, huh?
Dean asks again after he relathers his hands. The press of his open palm against the middle of Sam's back is like a branding iron that makes him grunt.
Use your words, Sammy.
Dean chuckles, low and dirty. His other hand doesn't fuck around as it gets back on Sam's dick and starts stroking.
Yeah.
Sam chokes, torn between thrusting into Dean's fist and encouraging the hand that's trailing a soapy path down his spine.
You gonna flip out if I touch you there again, Sammy?
Dean asks conversationally, rotating his wrist and punching a breath out of Sam with the action.
No.
Sam moans. He might flip out if Dean doesn't, but he's not going to say that aloud. With a gentle 1-2 pat on Sam's ass cheek, Dean nudges the inside of Sam's left ankle with his toes until Sam lifts his leg and rests his foot on the edge of the bath. Dean then squirms between Sam's right thigh and the wall, straddling his leg. He shifts around until he's comfortable, adjusting his own balls and hard cock to press between them, making Sam's breath catch at the evidence of Dean's arousal.
Let's do it,
Dean says under his breath. It's all the warning Sam gets before Dean's thumb presses into his crack and slides all the way from the top, right down to his asshole. Sam gasps and jerks, but Dean doesn't pull away this time. His thumb stays there, rubbing in a slow circle around the rim. It makes heat throb from Sam's toes to his scalp, and he curses, or at least makes a sound guttural enough to count as one. The response makes Dean laugh out of breath and tug clumsily on Sam's cock for just a moment until he gets it back together and strokes long and sure at just the right speed. Laying his head on the wall, Sam wraps his fingers in his own hair, clenching them and closing his eyes. Dean's thumb, wet and slippery, swipes up and down over his hole, these broad, light sweeps that make Sam tense and release as if Dean was doing the motion over the head of his cock, not his fucking ass. Dean clears his throat and swallows loudly enough for Sam to hear the action and then slides his thumb away to replace it with two of his fingers. Sam releases a shuddering moan when Dean presses the tip of his middle finger inside him. He holds it there, first knuckle deep, like he's waiting to see if Sam will protest. When he doesn't, Dean pulls it back and presses in again, starting a shallow thrust with just that blunt fingertip until Sam relaxes, daring to push farther when he does. Breath stuttering in and out of his chest with the rhythm of Dean's hand on his cock, Sam licks his dry lips and turns his head to the side. He can just barely see Dean from this angle, and the sight of his bitten red mouth, and the way he can't seem to decide which of his own hands to watch in action, it tumbles something in Sam's belly and makes him groan. Looking up at the sound, Dean meets Sam's eyes. His grin takes a couple of hitches before it hits full wattage, but then it sticks there like there was never a problem. Sam doesn't even try to return the smile for Dean's reassurance, because he knows it wouldn't come out right. It's okay, though, because Dean seems to get it.
Get what?
Get what? His expression softens and he nudges Sam's biceps with his nose and smiling mouth, then pushes his finger all the way in.
Shit.
Sam hisses, eyes screwing closed and mouth falling open. Dean fucks him with the digit for a while, slow and steady as you please, thumb rubbing softly at the delicate inner skin of his crease and pinky lightly stroking the skin behind his balls. The hand he has on Sam's cock has taken to stopping short of the head on each stroke, like Dean doesn't want to get him worked up too fast.
Feel okay?
Dean checks quietly.
Yeah.
The word comes out as a weak groan, but Sam's so far beyond being embarrassed by his reactions at this stage.
Good,
Dean says. Then, after a pregnant pause. Can I put another one in? When Sam whimpers, honest to God fucking whimpers, Dean must take it the wrong way, because he hastens to continue, muttering, never mind, forget I asked. No, do it. Sam allows, begs, dignity be damned. Dean takes another pause, breathing slowly.
You sure?
Yeah, Dean, just only if you wanna.
Only if I wanna.
Dean repeats, inflection totally absent to Sam's ears, which might alarm him if he wasn't immediately sidetracked by Dean pulling his finger out of Sam and his hand off Sam's cock. Thankfully, he doesn't go far. He reaches for the mini bottle of conditioner, squeezes the entire contents into his hand, and then drops the plastic container into the tub. His eyes don't leave Sam's face the whole time, nor while he's dividing the conditioner between his hands. It's hot, all that heavy focus Sam's craved most of his life. Disconcerting. When Dean's hand goes back to Sam's cock for one, two, three fast strokes, Sam cries out. The new slickness adds a level of sensitivity that has his abs clenching fast enough to give him a cramp, and he sucks in a couple of gasps before he manages to relax the muscles. He thinks he hears Dean make some kind of noise, maybe say something. It's hard to tell over the pulse beating in his ears. Dean lets up after a couple more pulls, though, and gives Sam a second to get himself together. He keeps working Sam's length through his slippery fist, but his grip is looser and lower down again. The tightening coil of Sam's orgasm eases back. Dean's sticky left hand tucks up between Sam's legs and flattens against the delicate skin there, caressing from his balls to his crack, back and forth like some kind of weird massage that actually feels really fucking good. Sam feels boneless after a while, as though his muscles would be happy to call it in and let him flop to the ground, assuming pain wasn't guaranteed by such a move. He gets so caught up in what he could only describe as seriously unorthodox physical therapy that when Dean slides a finger back inside him, it meets zero resistance. If Dean's hips jerk faintly once he's in all the way, neither one of them mentions it. It's been a long time since Sam's had anything but his own fingers in his ass, and even that's a rare indulgence nowadays. When Dean draws his finger out and starts nudging back in with two, Sam feels the stretch. The breath comes out of his lungs with a quiet grunt as Dean coaxes the channel to open with determined, careful pressure. Rubbing his forehead against the back of his hand, Sam tries not to focus on the strangeness of the sensation. He's never done this often enough to become especially familiar with it, and there's no getting around how odd it feels until he grows accustomed. Dean makes a lilting noise in his throat once his fingers are buried. It asks if Sam's okay, one of many wordless signals they've been using to communicate for years. As often as they've been bound and gagged in their lives, they'd be idiots not to have a system. And Sam nods in response. He's okay. He's probably more than okay, truth be told. He's warm and clean, getting his dick handled so perfectly he probably couldn't do it better himself. And he's got Dean's thick, dexterous fingers up inside him like he never would have imagined he could. So yeah, he's okay. Rubbing his hand against Dean's thigh almost unconsciously, he tenses a little as Dean rocks his fingers in and out of his hole in careful movements that start small and gradually lengthen until he's fucking Sam slowly but deeply. The barest tips of his fingers stay inside Sam on the way out, and on the way in they nearly coax Sam onto his toes as they try to reach farther. The pace picks up speed in direct response to Sam's body language and the reminder of just how in tune Dean is with everything about him. So close he might as well be the second thump of his heartbeat. Sends a thrill through his gut that has him tightening around Dean's fingers. The squeeze makes them both moan, and then there's no ignoring the way Dean's grinding against Sam's thigh, wet smearing from the slit of his cock onto Sam's skin. Feeling gutted, Sam bites down on the inside bend of his elbow and tries to muffle the noises rolling from deep in his chest. He wants so badly to ask Dean what's going on. Wants to ask him if he's hard and leaking just because of what he's doing, or because it's Sam he's doing it to. He wants to know if he should mentally file and forget this fucked up part of himself the way they do with every other thing in their lives they can't, won't, mustn't, don't confront.
Sammy, you want to come?
Dean whispers, lips catching and nudging on Sam's bicep because he's plastered so close. His right hand is jacking Sam's length hot and tight, his left fucking his fingers up hard into Sam, but it's the feel of his mouth that Sam's focus is homed in on. Fat, swollen lips keep pressing nearly all the way closed and then open again on barely audible catches of breath. And the motion feels so much like Dean's about to kiss him every time, but never quite follows through. Now, though, it's the words coming from that mouth that have Sam starting to tense up, his hips fucking into Dean's grip and then back onto his fingers.
Come on, Sammy. Want to make you come, yeah? Gonna let me?
Sam growls, teeth digging into Sam's arm because Dean's upper lip has started to pull back and his thighs have started to shake. It might be exertion, but judging by the amount of slick Dean's cock is gliding through on his thigh by this point, Sam suspects otherwise.
Yeah, Dean.
He chokes out, throwing his head back to open up his airway.
Come on, I wanna. Come on, please.
Dean's teeth close on his skin in a bite so fast, Sam's not sure it really happened until the dull throb registers after it. Before he has time to react, Dean turns his left hand in a way that makes Sam arch and moan and use his leg on the bathtub rim to get just enough leverage to work himself between Dean's hands.
Fucking, yeah, fucking feel that.
Dean mutters, but Sam's not sure if he's talking to him or himself. It doesn't matter either way, because Dean's fingers crooking and pressing and finding his prostate pretty much invalidates everything else. Sam cries out and Dean grunts in return, hand tilting to just the right angle to stimulate the gland on every hard shove of his fingers. The sound of his hand slapping against Sam's skin makes Sam's breath come short, and he gasps to the rhythm of Dean's hand fisting his cock. The strokes tight up around the head so that he twitches with every one.
Come on, come on,
Dean says from behind gritted teeth. The words are distracted, but Sam doesn't have it in him to look and find out by what, because the sight of Dean's face all caught up in the race to orgasm, lips bitten red and cheeks flushed under freckles, watching himself fuck Sam with his hand would be too much. It's already too much. And he's breathing out shattered moans when Dean says,
I want you to come on my fingers. Come on. Fuck yourself on him.
Sam's whole body spasms as he comes, and he's got no way to stop himself from doing exactly what Dean says, jerking back into the continuing rough thrust Dean's fucking him with, and forward into the hand that's suddenly slippery with his release. Pumping only a half dozen more times over the sensitized, throbbing head, Dean takes to stroking just his shaft, grip tight to milk out every last spurt. Sucking in gulps of air, Sam shudders bodily as Dean's fingers slow inside him and stop pressing on his prostate but never quite withdraw. It's only a minute or so before the blood rushing in Sam's ears eases enough for him to hear the way Dean's breathing heavily through his nose and the way his thighs and hips are trembling madly, even though he's only grinding in tiny little pulses against Sam's leg. There's a silence that sounds as loud as a thundering waterfall, and it's probably more awkward than it has to be, if only because it seems like Dean's waiting for either permission or to be told to get lost, except he's still got his right hand circling the base of Sam's softening cock and the fingers of his left hand still buried in Sam's hole. There's no question in Sam's mind about what thing he's going to say to Dean, but it does take a few seconds to work up the spit to do more than choke.
Your turn.
He offers throatily, stomach full of something fluttering madly.
Do it.
Dean groans like Sam's just put the sweetest piece of pie right on his tongue, and he wastes no time in picking up that dirty grind against Sam's sticky thigh. His right hand comes off Sam's cock to wrap around his own and start pulling at a frantic pace, knuckles brushing Sam's hip and thigh. The touch ignites a sense memory in Sam from the last time they did this. Well, not this, because nearly all of this is something they've sure as hell never done before. And his balls throb one more time, prompting a groan from right down in his belly. His ass clenches spasmodically around Dean's fingers, making them both gasp. But it must hit Dean the hardest, because he swears unintelligibly. He pulls his fingers out of Sam just a fraction too fast, making Sam whimper. With a groan, Dean presses his forehead against Sam's arm and rubs the pads of his fingers over Sam's tender entrance like an apology. The unexpected touch sends a jolt through Sam, and he tries not to, but he can't stop himself from pushing back into it, leaning a little deeper into the wall so that Dean has better access to the spot.
Jesus, yeah.
Fuck. Dean spits, keeping his fingers on Sam's hole and rubbing more firmly, like he's feeling how open Sam is after having Dean inside there. Like he wants to remind himself that he owned that space. Thinking like that, giving himself a moment to believe Dean is invested in this as more than just a guaranteed orgasm, twists a lump in Sam's throat that he can't swallow past. But he still pushes into the press of Dean's fingers, because he can't do anything else. Dean takes the action for the invitation it is, and slides his fingers back into Sam without hesitation, burying them fast and deep. He's groaning and shaking like he's about to shatter apart along the seams, and all Sam wants to do is hold him through it, but the most he can be is the one Dean's leaning on as he comes. It hits Dean like a tidal wave, crashing through every part of him. The hot pulses of his orgasm land slick and branding on Sam's side, making him twitch and gasp at the feeling. The knowledge that his brother is coming on his skin while his fingers are still hilt deep is a heady one. The unknown quantity of it leaves him dizzy, moaning long and filthy once he's finished. Dean lets most of his weight slump against Sam. His forehead lolls on Sam's arm like he's barely got the strength to hold it upright. Sam doesn't mind, obviously. He's used to supporting Dean. It's just that he doesn't quite know what to do with the fact that Dean's smearing his own. No. There come into Sam's ribs with the backs of his knuckles and the fingers of his other hand, after they withdraw again from Sam's hole, go once more rubbing gently around the swollen rim. It's got to be, exactly, around a minute and a half later before Dean comes back to himself following a jaw-popping yawn. He goes just tense enough for Sam to feel it and then relaxes again with what's probably a mammoth effort, if Sam knows anything about Dean. He carefully takes his left hand from Sam's ass as though he can do it slyly enough that Sam won't notice he was playing with it well after the norms that Winchester platonic handjobs would dictate were acceptable. Although, to be fair, the whole night has been so outside their normal realms that Sam's not sure he can judge anything to those standards now. It's really goddamn confusing. Well, Dean chirps, sounding so like himself that it takes Sam aback.
That was awesome, Sammy. Am I good or am I good?
Completely unable to risk turning to face Dean just yet without giving away every thought in his head, Sam tries to sound anything, something approaching normal when he says,
"You've got a big enough ego already, man. I'm not going to inflate it for you."
"Ha!" Dean barks after a pause.
"My ego ain't the only thing that's big in this tub right now. Don't sell yourself short, Sasquatch."
"Funny, Dean," Sam responds by rote. He takes the initiative to move then, desperate to get out of this situation that's so much worse than the last time because of the way Dean's acting. Something's pressing like an anvil against his breastbone. Once Sam's out of the way, Dean pulls the shower head back into position and starts cleaning off. Dean talks while he washes, all bluster and pointless filler that doesn't mean anything, and Sam wishes some of that water from earlier had gotten stuck in his ears, so he wouldn't have to listen to Dean pretend like what they just did was totally normal and not something for him to be feeling pains in his chest over. When Dean's finished, he turns to Sam, hair flattened to his scalp and looking like a freckled, green-eyed Adonis dork. He's got this grin on his face that instantly settles Sam's stomach a little, because it's not the grin of a hiding Dean. It's the grin that crinkles up his eyes and broadcasts for miles around that he feels okay inside. At least temporarily. It falters when Sam doesn't smile back, so Sam works on it, which changes Dean's expression to half amused and half concerned. He doesn't ask about it, at least, which is something. Sam's pretty sure that if Dean pressed him right now, the resulting word vomit would be devastating rather than productive. He needs some time to work out the barbed and tangled mess inside his head before he can never, ever share it with Dean.
"You good, Sammy?"
Dean asks, clapping Sam on the shoulder as he steps out of the tub. His hand lingers until Sam nods, squeezing tight before he lets go.
Great. I'm going to bed, man. I'm wrung out. Don't stay up too long. You know you need your beauty sleep.
Sam throws the empty conditioner bottle at Dean's laughing, retreating face. He can't help but smile now, shaking his head. As he soaps up, fingers reverently, efficiently cleaning cum off his side, he tries to make sense of what happened tonight. He wonders for a while if maybe Dean's clinginess was a result of Sam's near miss at the hands of the Kushtaka, but that doesn't stand too firmly. Sam's had plenty of close calls since they started with the brotherly mutual masturbation, and Dean's never reacted this way before. It's entirely possible Dean's just become used to the sure thing that sex with Sam is, and now he's stepping it up to get out of it what he would be getting out of bar hookups if he was still making the effort for them. It's also possible Dean's just a little more damaged these days than he used to be. But hey, who isn't? Touching the place where Dean spread him open and pushed his way inside, Sam closes his eyes. Maybe, and this is the theory Sam needs, likes most, maybe Dean, like Sam, is the fucked up result of a life like no one else in the world has ever known. Maybe Dean, like Sam, has finally discovered what he needs to make himself happy and is found by outside forces or circumstances or just because he damn well says so, that happiness means his brother, in all ways. It sounds too sappy in his own head to be real. But whatever the case and whether the universe is backing him or not, Sam holds out hope. Maybe it won't be tomorrow or next week or next month that Dean decides he's head over heels interested in something more from Sam. And maybe it won't be tomorrow or next week or next month by the time Sam's entirely okay with the way things are changing. What he does know about tomorrow and next week and next month, he knows Dean will be there for all of them. As long as that doesn't change, and come hell or high water, it won't, then things will be okay. When Sam crawls into bed, the motel room, dark and quiet, lies down on Dean's soaking wet towel lumped right on top of his pillow, and hears Dean muffling laughter into his own, he knows. Things will definitely be okay.